There's nothing like being in First Energy Stadium with all of the dog pound.
Caught by Cameron! Touchdown!
When guys came in here to play us, they knew what they were in for.
Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Nathan Zagura, and I'm here with Fox Sports Ohio girl, Sarah Carnes. What's up, Sarah?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Well, we're here to bring you the stories and people that define the Cleveland Browns, and it's been a big week for giving back for the Cleveland Browns Foundation, the first ever radiothon, and Nathan, you've been a big part of that.
Oh, yes. We've been live for 28 hours on the radio. I did about 7 of those hours, and we had a great time and raised a lot of money for a great cause.
Just got out of the radio booth with Vic and Nathan talking about the Browns Radiothon, just supporting a great cause. I know for me, I'm donating my time to play catch with whoever wants to bid on that, and we'll play catch after practice, have some fun, and it's just all for a great cause.
Yeah, I had a great time at the Radiothon today. Tony Rizzo is a great host. I had a really fun time out there talking about raising some money. We're having a O-line potluck dinner here at the stadium, and we get any money raised is supporting the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
It feels great to give back to the community. I know that the city and the area of Cleveland has done so much for us as players, and I think as pro athletes, it's our duty to give back to the community and try to better the places that we're living and the places where we're playing.
It means a lot to me, especially being from this community. I think we know how supportive our fans are, and to be able to give back to them in any way possible is something special.
Great job by everybody involved, and it's my privilege with Dee standing here beside me to color us in $104,494, which is a tremendous job. So thank you all very much.
People who are Northeast Ohioans made it happen, and they wanted these experiences. Some are just straight up cash donations. So keep that in mind, too.
Great job by everybody. Go Browns. Now let's beat the Saints, right? Great job.
The Radiothon is such a great way for the Browns to show the community what they stand for, and they've been able to raise some pretty impressive dollars, right?
Absolutely. A lot of money for a great cause.
And we have some players out there doing a little lip syncing for a great cause, too.
It was fun, you know. Anytime you can link up with University Hospitals and the Rainbow Babies and Children, you know, segment, you know, you can't pass up things like that. You know, had a blast doing the lip singing, and you know, hopefully I can put a smile on the kid's face and do it again soon.
No wonder why they call Billy Wynn Buck Wild. The big fella's got some great moves out there. Look at him cut it up. Who knew he was a One Direction fan? Well, speaking of another big fellow with some very, very good moves on the field, tight end Jordan Cameron last year went to the Pro Bowl for the Cleveland Browns and solidified himself as one of the best pass catchers in the league. Now, he wasn't always used to catching passes on the football field. He was used to catching alley-oops. A two-sport star in college, basketball was his first game, and Jordan talked to us about his transition from the court to the football field.
It was tough at first. You know, it's football is so much technique and so much, you know, little things. Whereas basketball, there's a lot of you kind of rely on your athleticism and you can make plays just on your ability that God gave you, you know. So football was a challenge at first. I'm still learning. There's a lot to learn in the game of football. But there's so much emotion in football, which I don't think is as much in basketball. But it's definitely a sport where you learn a lot about yourself as a person. And I think it's a good sport, and I enjoy it. My first 2 years, I had Benjamin Watson, and he's the best person I met on and off the field, you know, ever. You know, he kind of exemplifies what it is to be a man, how to take care of your family, and a great football player, great guy in every aspect. And I was so fortunate to have a guy like that. We had Alex Smith here. He's on the Cincinnati Bengals now, and Evan Moore as well. And these guys were just, you know, I don't think they, you know, the way I had it is not how they do it anymore. I had 2 years to kind of grow and learn how to play football, and, you know, especially learn, you know, on and off the field was huge. And like I said, guys like Ben Watson, you know, my mom thanks him all the time for how, you know, how he impacted me and how, you know, how my outlook on life and how football is. So, you know, I mean, when I made the Pro Bowl last year, the first person I called, I think, was Benjamin. And we both got choked up because it was one of those things, like, he was like my uncle, like Uncle Ben, I would say. And his family is so awesome and everything he did for me. And I can never repay him.
They snap it back. Hoyer's got it. Right corner of the end zone. Jordan Cameron's got it!
The hat trick for Jordan.
You know, I think going in the NFL, guys, you know, you want that. You want that, you know, attention, and you want the ball, and you want people to rely on you. And I think it's huge to hold yourself accountable. And I would say to the young guys, you know, just doing your job. You don't need to do anything out of your character or do anything crazy or special. Just do what you're supposed to do and work hard and keep your head down, and everything, you know, will take care of itself. And I think it's important. It's hard to do that. It's really simple to say, but just doing your job, knowing your job is huge.
He settles. He looks. He's lobbing. Corner of the end zone. It's caught by Cameron. Touchdown.
Well, great throw. Great catch.
I mean, these fans of Dog Pound is, you know, I feel so blessed to play for a group like them. You know, they care so much about football, and it's really awesome to play for a city that cares about what you're doing and so much passion, and it's very contagious, and you can feel it on game days. When, you know, we haven't been the best, but they keep showing up every Sunday, and you know, like I said, it's we're very fortunate to play for fans like that, and I couldn't imagine playing anywhere else.
It's great to see Jordan had mentors early in his career like Benjamin Watson to help that transition, but what I took away from that is he said he couldn't imagine playing football anywhere else. When your Pro Bowl tight end's entering his free agent season, that's what you want to hear, because he's somebody we hope will be a part of the Browns for a very long time.
You're right. That's exactly what we want to hear. And stay tuned for more on Jordan Cameron and how having his son really changed everything for him. Plus, we'll reveal the stadium renovations to you. Coming up.